Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Chicago, it's Mully here.
And David Haw. We're always starting your day with the best Chicago sports talk. Mornings 5:30 to 10 on The Score.
And don't forget, if you miss the show live, you can always get us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Catch every show, every hour, every segment of Mully and Haw on demand.
It's so easy. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search Mully and Haw, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.
If you want more than headlines this Bears season, listen to the Take the North podcast. I'm Mark Rohde, joined by Dan Wiederer. We bring you honest, unfiltered Bears talk three times a week, and we're not afraid to be critical when it's deserved or certainly give credit when it is earned. With insider access and perspective that brings you inside the Bears locker room, Take the North is your home for Bears conversation that keeps it real. Listen to and follow Take the North wherever you get your pods.
Spiegel and Holmes, afternoons on The Score.
The People's post-game show. Got about 10 more minutes to get in some of your calls. Boy, the Brewers wasted no time rubbing it in. They're taking their big team photo out there on the mound, and they got like a Bob Uecker flag sitting there. That's real nice. They got like a team flag with the logo on it. That's real nice. Everybody's cheesing and smiling, having a good time, and way in the back, holding up way high over the whole group, they have a big L flag. Yeah, that hurts. That's a little salt in the wound. That was unnecessary. Let's hear what that hurt me. Let's hear a guy who sounds hurt, PCA, talking after this game. And then I'm going to run through as many of your calls as I can. Let's hear what PCA had to say.
Nothing really. I'm just bummed.
Nah, we ain't taking that. We ain't taking that from the Brewers.
Yes. Yes, you are. That's our colleague and friend, Rami Makhlouf.
Oh, I thought you were going to... Never mind.
Oh, yeah. Rami doing the People's Postgame Show, as he called it. He ran with that.
I'm pretty sure that Rami has a W flag in his background.
I think so. So he was affected by seeing the L flag out there. For the record, the L flag was being held by some fans there.
The way that Danny has leaned into this today, the villain arc that is going on right now with Tanny and the Cubs,
it's also stupid. The flag thing is so stupid. I don't want to undercut the segment, so continue
wait,
on.
Wait, do you mean pointing to the flag while you're singing the anthem?
No, he brought the house down on Saturday night. More on that later.
More on the Tanny's hockey excursions later.
The others coming up later on. We're all very excited about the others. I just wanted to say that the flag was a fan's flag that one of the players ran over and said, hey, can we borrow that? Can we borrow that? And then took it from them and ran it out to the mound as they celebrated. Not like it was some Brewers PR guy or something going like, hey, guys, I got that elf flag you asked for. I don't know if that makes it different for anybody. But, yeah, they were celebrating in the face of Cub fans.
In your face!
And outside in the parking lot.
I don't care how many L's we got this.
There were flags with Craig Counsell's face on it and the L's superimposed on that. There were Brewers fans screaming at anybody with Illinois plates. Yeah, get out of here, Cub fans.
Weren't you one of those people with Illinois plates?
That is true. That is true.
So you got screamed at?
Get out of here. Go home. Go home. And other things, and they were drunk and festive, and it's just a very interesting thing. And when you think about it, they have absolutely every right in the universe to lean into that and enjoy themselves and be as salty as they want to be. Does it showcase a nice side of their humanity? It's sports, man. It's sports. And it's sports fandom. It sure didn't feel good to Rami Makhlouf, and it didn't feel good to my wife, who said, can you please roll up the window and, like, let's get the hell out of here.
Yeah, like, let's not get assaulted while we're up here.
Yeah, and that felt like it was on the table a little bit.
Yeah.
With just some of the feistiness that's going on.
And similarly, when we were talking about how with the Cubs winning game three of the series against Padres, there was like an exhale. It's the same thing with Brewers fans in game five. Like they saw their whole baseball lives flash in front of them after game four. And they're like, wait, we didn't go down there and win the series. They're coming up here. Craig's coming back to Wisconsin, and he has an opportunity to win this thing. That would be the worst thing that could ever happen. So their team goes out. They do all the things that they need to do to win. And then you go, oh, that feels good. And get the hell out of my ballpark while you're at it.
They're feeling themselves and stomping on the carcass, you know, after a lot of years of feeling like they need to prove themselves in the postseason. Like, they've been the better org than the Cubs over the regular season, and that's been obvious. And even in the postseason with the 2018 finish of, like, getting there, getting past game 163 here. But, man, we talked about it on Friday, the way Pat Murphy was leaning into, we're a young team, and you done scared them kids. And all of that, like, Pat Murphy leaned into it, the owners leaned into it, and the players, unsurprisingly, leaned into it.
Just a note real quick on the Bears roster before we continue this conversation, and this is something that we'll add to our Bears conversation as the evening goes on. Chicago Bears announced today that the club has elevated defensive lineman Jonathan Ford and kicker Jake Moody from the practice squad for Monday night's game against the Washington Commanders. Per NFL regulation, all standard elevations revert back to the practice squad following the game.
So that's interesting. So Cairo Santos, who we talked about in transition, who has a hip, and maybe because of the conditions tonight a little bit,
yeah,
could be part of the factor.
Yeah, it might be sloppy out there because they got the nor'easter that they're dealing with, and the forecast calls for rain and storms inside of tonight's game. So you might have a kicker. This is also part of it. Additionally, Austin Booker and running back Travis Homer have been downgraded to out.
Oh, wow.
Yep.
That is a surprise. They were full participants, weren't they, on Saturday? I thought they were full practice participants. I thought Booker was going to be active tonight. Homer is a special teamer and running back depth. I wasn't as concerned with him, but I thought Booker was going to be active tonight. That's a surprise to me.
They both remain on injured reserve, designated to return. So that is the latest with the Bears and their roster.
Yeah, so we've got inactives to get later on towards the end of our show.
Yeah, probably around 5:30 or so.
Yeah, we'll be heavy on Bears in the final hour of the show leading up. But today's a day where you do kind of both storylines. So that's interesting.
So to get back to the conversation about the Cubs and the L flag, I do think that there is some fun to be had with that where, hey, this is your thing. It's a big thing, and it's a fun thing. I love that shot that the Cubs had on their social. I think it was after game three against the Padres where it was Clark running out of the wall with the W flag and, like, seeing things from his perspective. Like, it's a thing. They got the flag. They got the song. This is the whole thing. And when you look at it from the perspective of the Brewers, who have, outside of their lives as Brewers fans, as Wisconsinites, there is a tug of war. There's a push and pull. And maybe there's an inferiority complex.
For sure there is. And you remember when Craig Counsell left to go to the Cubs, some people called it a betrayal, and the owner in his press conference said, no, I wouldn't say it's a betrayal. I'll just say this. Yeah, we lost Craig Counsell, but he lost us. He lost our community, is what the owner said. And he has rallied people around this idea that Craig abandoned them and abandoned their community, the Whitefish Bay kid, the kid whose dad was, what, director of public affairs for the Brewers organization at one point? So Craig has been villainized with the helpful push of an owner who talks about our community anytime he's nice enough to get off his private plane from Los Angeles and represent as part of the community that he is a part of through dollars.
Well, yeah. And
so I'm a little salty. See, this is the thing. The saltiness is good. The saltiness is sports. Yes, I gotta say.
And I think you're conflicted right now because you know that. You know that's true, and you know that's how home fans should act. And also, you gotta remember, you guys chose to go up there, and this is something that can happen when you go see your team on the road. I've done it. I used to wear my Sox stuff all over old Yankee Stadium, Tanny. Fenway, and oh boy, did I get a rough ride. But I never was like, hey, that's not cool. You know what I mean? Like, it's part of it.
I got to tell you, though, I don't know if my wife will ever want to go back to an opposing stadium again in a big game. She's like,
well, then you let them, they win if you guys do that.
I know, but she's like, because she doesn't want to offend people. And like every little thing, she's like, am I offending people? And like some people are jackasses. It's funny. Like my brother, who's a Red Sox fan, took his wife to Yankee Stadium for a Red Sox Yankees game. And she wanted to leave after like the fifth inning. She's like, can we go home, please? Like it is, to your
point. It's not fun. That's why it's not fun. I don't enjoy that type of, you know, fandom, is traveling to see your team on the road.
Yes.
Especially in a playoff game, I wouldn't do it.
So you're right in hearing my conflict that, you know, when I look at it objectively, you go ahead, fans, you do your thing. You have every right to do that. But I was with my wife and she was not very comfortable.
I do like watching my team on the road, but not in environments like this.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Chicago, it's Mully here.
And David Haw. We're always starting your day with the best Chicago sports talk. Mornings 5:30 to 10 on The Score.
And don't forget, if you miss the show live, you can always get us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Catch every show, every hour, every segment of Mully and Haw on demand.
It's so easy. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search Mully and Haw, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.
If you want more than headlines this Bears season, listen to the Take the North podcast. I'm Mark Rohde, joined by Dan Wiederer. We bring you honest, unfiltered Bears talk 3 times a week, and we're not afraid to be critical when it's deserved, or certainly give credit when it is earned. With insider access and perspective that brings you inside the Bears locker room, Take the North is your home for Bears conversation that keeps it real. Listen to and follow Take the North wherever you get your pods.
Although I've always found, like, if, as a White Sox fan, going to Cubs White Sox at Cubs, I've actually had more fun at Wrigley than in 35th and Shields. Like, we get a little crazy.
We, Lawrence?
We get a little crazy.
I don't know. I think the opposite sometimes.
Really?
Yeah.
Maybe because I have better seats over at Wrigley.
Ooh.
Maybe. Like, hello, but it's always been like a
Well,
fun
I think
little...
when you're in someone else's home, I think you feel like more inclined. Oh, I could start something and get away with it. I've seen that happen at Cubs. That's why I don't go to those games anymore either. That's not fun on either side. It is more fun on the north side, you know what I mean? But like the south side, don't do that.
I don't want any
either.
Part of it.
No, I'm
not,
good on
not
that.
Not any part
see,
of it.
See, that's interesting. I feel like that is a different dynamic than what I felt and was immersed in the other night. This was for something. They can talk about the BP Cup or the Crosstown Classic or whatever, but we all know those games are not really for anything other than bragging rights.
That's why those games suck. It's all we got, Speaks.
I know, all
but,
right?
No, but that's it. Like, it's easier to just kind of relax and let that be fun. For me, anyway. This was actually... Winner gets to play the freaking Dodgers on Monday night and keep a season going. Now the season is toast and you're sad. Like, you are legit sad that your season is done, and then they're angry and salty and as they're joyful.
Let me add this in too. The thing that I do like about all that stuff that happened on the field and the L flag being taken from a fan and in all the pictures, all the videos.
Yeah.
Dancing.
All the stuff.
What I like about it is players try to tell us all the time that none of that stuff matters, and they don't think about it as a rivalry. They're just there to play baseball or football or basketball.
Yeah.
It clearly mattered.
Oh, it totally did.
It clearly mattered, and I wouldn't be surprised if the mattering didn't come from Pat Murphy as a way to try and get the most out of his team. But it just always makes me laugh when you hear some of that stuff like, oh, that's just stuff that you guys say. That's it. That's stuff that's outside noise. No, you knew exactly what you were doing in that moment of euphoria because your team was moving on to the CS. And you were like, hey, let's really lean into it because we don't have to worry about any sort of consequences for it for at least another 5 months.
Here was Christian Yelich after the series. Quote, this was more than the usual division series. Everyone wants to point to past postseasons. The majority of these guys weren't here for that. You try to downplay it and call it any other division series. You say you just want to advance. But the rivalry between these two teams, I feel like it's been our two teams going at it the last 8 years.
Yes.
All of the storylines there. We just really wanted to perform for our city and this organization and our fan base. We knew it meant a little bit extra. There's Yelich telling you flat out, of course it meant more. It should. And frankly, that's the thing. Like I said it before the series began, that Chicago fans deserved this series with all of the extra angles. And I thought it absolutely lived up. It absolutely lived up. Like it was juicy. And those home games, I had people telling me that the Wrigley games on Wednesday and Thursday, and somebody said to me the other day, I think that was better than 2016. And I said, nah, you shut your mouth. But that's good. That's good that you felt it like that, that it was close. Like it was electric and intense at Wrigley. And frankly, it was electric and intense in Milwaukee, but it was two fandoms together. It was definitely more of a mix than it was at Wrigley on Thursday night.
That's part of it, that the familiarity breeds contempt. That's why conferences, when it's a thing that we end up losing as conferences and divisions get watered down because the geography of it doesn't seem to matter to people anymore. Now, there are some that go outside of that, like the game this week, USC Notre Dame. That's a rivalry, right? Like, yeah. Even though from a geographical standpoint, it doesn't make sense. But when you start having some of these weird things of the fan bases not being that close together and it not being a fight inside of your house or in your family of, we live close to the Illinois-Wisconsin border. This brother is a Cubs fan. This sister is a Brewers fan. There's something to that, like that level of conflict.
There is.
So I like that it played out this way.
Yeah, man, it's fun. Frankly, it's the way that the Cardinals thing feels when both teams matter.
Yeah.
You know, it's absolutely the way that feels.
Sometimes even when it doesn't, and like we laugh at Willie Contreras, but he feels that rivalry even more because he used to be a Cub. And so, like, for him, he's like, yeah, I'm going to play this up, and I'm going to dig into all of the things that make me me.
Well, there you go. And he's like, he comes preloaded for that.
There's no doubt. There's no doubt about that. Or like, even to go back to Cubs-White Sox, the idea that Javi Baez still gets booed on the South Side.
Yeah.
As a Tiger. And it's not because he's a Tiger, it's because he was a Cub. And I would venture to say it's because White Sox fans are like, he would make a perfect White Sox.
There's a bunch
and yet he's over there.
There's a bunch of players up there who hate Craig Counsell because he left him.
Yep.
And there's a bunch of players there that hate Cubdom because of the fans that come up. And William Contreras probably hates Cubdom because of his brother. In defense of his brother, he probably hates it
too.
There's
so much stuff in there. And it's fun to kind of break down the psychology of it. Like, that's what we're here for for some degree. The other thing is, and this is what I thought was interesting. This is the point I wanted to make about people getting to the main point and making the main point the main point. When I saw that photograph, I was like, oh, that's funny. And you see the video, I'm like, okay, that's some expert level trolling. And then I started looking in all the places that I saw it, TikTok, Instagram, Twitter, at the comments from Cubs fans. And Cubs fans were like, oh, that's how it is? Cool. I'm going to root for the Dodgers. I can't believe that I'm going to say this, but I'm going to root for the Dodgers.
Yeah.
That's the freaking point. You should want your team to be the Dodgers instead of having to begrudgingly be like, well, now I'm going to root for the team that spends a lot of money and tries to win all the time. Yes! And your team should be that.
Oh, see, that's interesting.
I was going to cheer for the Brewers against the evil empire. That's the Dodgers. No, fool. Your team's supposed to be the evil empire in the National League Central. You're supposed to be them. It's supposed to be you and the Dodgers. That's the way that it was written. That's the way that it's supposed to work. Don't go to it grudgingly. Don't go to it and be like, well, now I have to root for the Dodgers because I have been offended. Where's my white glove so I can slap you across the face and challenge you to a duel?
No,
you should look at the Dodgers and be like, wait, they have Mookie Betts and Freddie Freeman and Shohei Ohtani, and then they have Teoscar Hernandez and Max Muncy and Will Smith. They've got all of that stuff. They don't even need Clayton Kershaw. They don't even need him.
Look, and see, I think they're separate conversations, to me anyway, because I'm rooting for the Brewers in that series because I live by the Herb Spiegel rule where you always root for the team that beat your team because it ends up making you feel better about your team when you're like, see, that team won. And it's also a little respect. Like, as we were leaving, I said to some Brewers fans, beat LA. So that's how I feel. And that, you know, not everybody has to live like that. But in terms of your point of the Dodgers and the bully that they are, yeah, man, Clayton Kershaw is their mop-up guy. He's the guy who had to go out and wear it. A Hall of Famer is their mop-up guy. They got $130 million in bad bullpen contracts that won't help them in this series, and it doesn't matter. It doesn't freaking matter that Tanner Scott sucks and that Kirby Yates sucks. Doesn't mean a damn thing. They've got enough even without those guys. It is a ridiculous discrepancy between them and everybody else.
So you were cheering for the Yankees?
After they beat the Red Sox, that's the Herb Spiegel rule. Always made it hard. Was I cheering for them against Toronto?
No. You were not.
No, I was not.
You were not cheering.
You have a knack for exposing those little emotional moments when I betray my own principles.
It's okay. I'm just saying that.
I'm like that.
That
every partner I've ever had has that knack. At some point, I need to look in the mirror and realize, like Justin Fields. Maybe I'm the issue. Maybe I'm the issue here.
Why does all this keep happening? You're Justin Fields. Why does all this keep happening to
me? But this is what you and I talked about off the air the other day. Like, my Yankees hate was taught to me at a very, very young age. That is psychological imprinting that my father and my older brothers chose to do. And it's not going anywhere, man. It's just not going anywhere. And some kids are not born with that. They're not raised with that. Some kids get to be 13, they don't hate anybody, you know?
I get it.
I don't know what's better.
All I'm saying is that as those of you who have been trying to live this very clean fan life of, I can't root for the Dodgers, they spend money.
I understand what you're saying.
They spend money. I won't hear of it. But then the Brewers hurt your feelings.
Yeah.
And you're like, oh, I'll throw all that away. Now I want to see the Dodgers and all of their money wipe out the Brewers.
And I'm sorry, if you're watching a team, you go against a team for 8 years for division titles year after year, Cubs and the Brewers, and you don't hate that team after watching them for 8 years and beating you and you beating them, you're not doing baseball right if you don't hate them. Like, could you ever root for the Guardians or the weird-ass Minnesota Twins? And Tigers, maybe, because of Benetti.
And that's the only reason, because their broadcaster and their manager should be my manager and my broadcaster. That's the only reason. But even when we did this and Speaks and I talked about it and I said the American League Central is eliminated from my walkabout as a fan. Every one of those teams is eliminated from that.
But I have more respect for the way that the Brewers are doing it than the way the Dodgers are doing it. I do.
Why?
Because the Brewers have constricted. I do have respect for the way the Dodgers are doing it. It's not binary, but the Brewers have constraints and they have managed to build an amazing thing again and again and again.
That would be great if you were a fan of the Pittsburgh Pirates, Speaks, but you're not.
No, but I'm a fan of baseball and team building and I have more respect for that.
I understand.
I do.
But I would just counter with, if you have the opportunity to do both, like the Dodgers have done,
sure,
then why not do both?
Yeah, I'm not saying which one I'd rather be. I'm just saying of the two, as I watch from an objective place, I have more respect for the way that Milwaukee has done it.
This in Twitch, Northside 5 says, it's like a UGA fan rooting for the SEC to win the national title. That happens all the time. It literally happens every year. I think is one of the weirdest things about SEC fans is that you will hear an SEC chant go on in games. It's the strangest bleep in the world where it's like, oh, well, Bama lost to Georgia, but the SEC is tougher than everybody else. So SEC. It just means more. You shut up, Alex. You shut your face. It means more.
So we have to do the chant at every single SEC game.
It's really stupid.
Especially when they play another conference.
It's really stupid.
Texture's been getting in on the L flag and the Cubs Brewers thing all segment. Here's one. L flag was a direct middle finger to Craig Council. Your fans come to the stadium, call it Wrigley North, be rude as F, and now you're crying over an L flag? Dish it, but you can't take it. Get over it. And here's one. Milwaukee is an inferior city. The complex implies that it's only psychological. It is an inferior
city. It's a really great city. Milwaukee's awesome.
But it ain't Chicago, and everybody knows it.
But no place is Chicago.
That's right. That's right.
Except for Toronto.
It's the Mecca of the Midwest.
Toronto is
maybe
Chicago.
Maybe Terre Haute will get a team. You know what I mean?
No. No. No place is Chicago except for Toronto.
Toronto is sort of Chicago, almost.
It's bizarro world Chicago. That's fine. But none of these places. New York is not Chicago. Come on. Like, what are we talking about here? Mm-hmm. But Milwaukee is a fabulous American city.
Good for them.
See, this is why you get accosted in parking lots.
Go home! Get out of here! It's a lovely ballpark, though.
I don't like their ballpark.
Oh, actually. I do. I really like it. I gotta admit, I really like it.
I don't like it in the summer when they keep the room
yeah, not a
closed.
Fan. Hey, those big windows you got out there, why don't you crack them open a little bit? No,
crack one open, get a little flow going on.
You can smoke a brisket in here. Good
maybe
Lord.
Maybe not in the summer, but I thought with the roof closed, I thought it looked cool. Like the scaffolding looked cool and the window stuff looked good. Everything was cheap. Preferred parking was $50 for like the most expensive parking that they have.
They do have sports service stadium sauce there. I'll give them that. An old delicacy for those of us who remember.
Stadium sauce?
It's not for me.
Understood.
That stadium. Glad in the summertime. And this time of year, it's probably great.
What about Barrel Man?
Dude.
Barrel Man's awesome, man. Your wife is into Barrel
she
Man.
She fell for Barrel Man. I mean, I clearly need to get a barrel so I can walk around the house.
I think that you should look at it. You should be like, hey, my wife likes barrel-chested men, and I am a barrel-chested man.
Well, yeah, I mean, the barrel does go top to bottom with, and it gets like, actually, I did. Maybe I am barrel man.
Yeah, maybe that's she's got a thing.
You don't kink shame here.
Maybe that explains everything. I'll just run with it. It's great.
You just walk home with
it. She wants to be chorizo. She really wants to be chorizo. She wants to get
why
in
not?
There. Yeah.
That would be great.
She's like, I don't even need a costume.
Just go on out there and I'm chorizo.
I can just do it.
I think that you need to just for the sexy time.
Yeah.
I'm thinking you create
roll out the barrel. Christine.
A Cubs barrel.
A Cubs
seems
barrel.
Seems really easy to do.
Right?
Alex, can you get on that?
Yes. Now that we're past the Sprinter vans, I will get on. This is my next project.
Build me a Cubs barrel.
I do wonder about those Sprinter vans. Maybe those Sprinter vans are getting you a Kyle Schwarber instead. That might be a thing.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hey, Chicago, it's Mully here.
And David Haw. We're always starting your day with the best Chicago sports talk. Mornings 5:30 to 10 on The Score.
And don't forget, if you miss the show live, you can always get us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Catch every show, every hour, every segment of Mully and Haw on demand.
It's so easy. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search Mully and Haw, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.
If you want more than headlines this Bears season, listen to the Take the North podcast. I'm Mark Rohde, joined by Dan Wiederer. We bring you honest, unfiltered Bears talk 3 times a week, and we're not afraid to be critical when it's deserved, or certainly give credit when it is earned. With insider access and perspective that brings you inside the Bears locker room, Take the North is your home for Bears conversation that keeps it real. Listen to and follow Take the North wherever you get your pods.